March has featured in history. From the birth of scientific genius and artist to the legislation of same-sex marriage in England and Wales, March has seen a range of significant historic events. So, here are 22 historic events that happened this month in history. In 44 BC, on March the 15th, Julius Caesar, a dictator of the Roman Republic, was stabbed to death by a group of Roman senators while he sat on the podium at a Senate meeting. Immensely popular with the people of Rome, Caesar was a successful military leader who significantly expanded the Republic. After being handed the status of dictator for life in 44 BC, Roman senators became resentful of his popularity and power and murdered him. Caesar's death ultimately had the opposite effect the senators had hoped for. It led to a long series of civil wars that brought about the end of the Roman Republic and the birth of the Roman Empire. In 1475, on March the 6th, Michelangelo was born in Caprese, Italy. He was a painter, sculptor, architect, poet, and the visionary best known for his work on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Michelangelo worked up until his death in 1564, aged 88. Today, he's regarded as one of the greatest artists of all time, was renowned in the visual arts as Beethoven is in music, or William Shakespeare in literature. In 1556, on March the 21st, England's first Protestant Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Cranmer, was burnt at the stake as a heretic under the Catholic Queen Mary I, also known as Bloody Mary. In an effort to save himself, Cranmer recanted, fully accepting Catholic theology, which should have been the end of his imprisonment. Tragically, his recantations were nothing, as Queen Mary still sent him to execution. In 1603, on March the 24th, the crowns of England and Scotland were united when King James VI of Scotland succeeded to the English throne following the death of Queen Elizabeth I. Wanting a complete or perfect union between the two kingdoms, in 1606, James gave orders for a British flag to be created, which had the combined crosses of St. George and St. Andrew. The result was the Union Jack, Jack being a shortened version of Jacobus, the Latin version of James. In 1702, on March the 8th, Anne became Queen of England, Scotland and Ireland at the age of 37, after William III died in a riding accident, where he was thrown from his horse. Queen Anne was the last of the Stuart monarchs and was succeeded by her second cousin George I of the House of Hanover. Though Anne fell pregnant at least 18 times, tragically 13 of these resulted in miscarriage or stillbirth, and of her remaining 5 children, 4 died before reaching the age of 2. Her only son to survive infancy, William Duke of Gloucester, died at the age of 11. In 1770, March the 5th, a deadly riot known as the Boston Massacre broke out in Boston between American colonists and British soldiers, resulting in the death of 5 colonists. The conflict was the result of mounting tensions in Boston in early 1770, as 2,000 British soldiers occupied the city of 16,000 colonists and tried to impose Britain's tax laws. The conflict boosted an anti-British sentiment and paved the way for the beginning of the American Revolution. 1807, March the 25th. William Wilberforce's bill to end Britain's role in slave trading was given royal assent after many years of campaigning. A month earlier, on February the 23rd, the bill had been passed in the British Parliament to a standing ovation. The debate lasted 10 hours, with the House finally voting in favour of the bill by 283 votes to 16. These events led to the final publication of the Slavery Abolition Act in 1833, which gave all slaves in the British Empire their freedom. William Wilberforce is remembered as the leader of the abolition campaign in Britain. March the 22nd, 1824, the British Parliament voted to purchase a collection of paintings for £57,000 to establish a national collection of art. This marked the founding of the National Gallery in Trafalgar Square, London. Today, the National Gallery holds a collection of over 2,300 paintings by around 750 artists, dating from the mid-13th century to 1900. 1853, on March the 30th, Vincent van Gogh was born in Groot Zandert, Holland. At the age of 27, he decided to become an artist. Moving to Paris in 1886, under the influence of Impressionism, Van Gogh's style changed significantly, with his work becoming much lighter and brighter, and lending way to his trademark style. Van Gogh's most famous works include his series Sunflowers. Believed to be suffering from depression, the artist tragically committed suicide in 1890. On March the 31st in 1855, Charlotte Bronte, one of the most famous Victorian female authors and a talented poet, died. Bronte was best known for her novels, particularly Jane Eyre, written in 1847, which continues to be her most popular. In 1856, on March the 30th, the Crimean War between Russia and Europe was brought to an end by the signing of the Treaty of Paris. The war, which had begun in 1853, lasted 18 months, in which time it had caused a huge loss of life. In 1871, on March the 25th, the first rugby international took place at Raeburn Place in Edinburgh as Scotland took on England in front of a crowd of 4,000. The match sparked the interest of the entire country at a time when love for sports was beginning to have its impact on Victorian society. Becoming a regular feature, the international returned with a match played at Kennington Oval in London the following year. These events directly led to the creation of the RFU, rugby's first governing body, in October 1871. 1879, March 14th, Albert Einstein, acknowledged as one of the greatest physicists of all time, was born in Ulm, Germany. Best known for developing the theory of relativity, Einstein's work led to a new way of thinking about space, time, and energy. He also made important contributions to developing the theory of quantum mechanics. After becoming a world-renowned public figure, Einstein also became increasingly political and took up the cause of Zionism, which made him highly unpopular in his native Germany. After Nazi leader Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany in 1933, Einstein gave up his German citizenship and moved to America. In 1911, on March the 8th, International Women's Day, a global celebration of the economic, social and political achievements, took place for the first time. It also marks a call for action for increased gender equality in all areas. The Global Day was born from the unrest and debate occurring among women in the early 1900s, encouraging them to be more vocal and campaign for change. Purple, green and white are the colours for the International Women's Day. Purple signifies justice and dignity, green symbolises hope, and white represents purity. March 1936, March the 5th. The Spitfire made its first test flight from Eastleigh in Southampton, which lasted 8 minutes. The aircraft was powered by a Rolls-Royce Merlin engine and entered the Royal Air Force service within the next 2 years. By 1943, on March the 13th, German army officers' plot to kill Adolf Hitler failed after a bomb aboard his plane didn't explode due to a defective detonator. This was the second attempt to assassinate Hitler in just 1 week. In 1963, on March the 21st, following the attack of hundreds of civil rights activists protesting the denial of African American voting rights on the 7th of March 1965, Martin Luther King led a 5-day, 54-mile march for the same cause. Demonstrators travelled from Selma, Alabama to the state capital, Montgomery. The march began with 3,300 participants, growing to 25,000 by the time it reached the Alabama capital 4 days later. After the protest, President Lyndon Johnson proposed the Voting Rights Act to Congress, which would guarantee African Americans the right to vote throughout the southern states. This act was finally signed into law in August. On March the 3rd, 1985, during Margaret Thatcher's government, miners' leaders voted to end the longest-running industrial dispute in Britain and return to work after their unsuccessful year-long strike. The final vote by the National Union of Mine Workers was close, 98-91, for a return to work. The strike was politicised many mining families and encouraged them to explore other avenues. So while many former miners faced unemployment after the strike, others went back to college and qualified for new professions. On March the 12th, 1999, Poland, Hungary and the Czech Republic became full members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Less than 10 years after moving from communist rule to democracy and ending their Cold War military alliances with Soviet Russia, NATO was originally formed with 12 founding members in 1949 in the aftermath of the Second World War. Its purpose was to secure peace in Europe and guard members' freedom. In 2014, on March the 13th, legislation to allow same-sex marriage in England and Wales took effect. The initial bill had been passed in the UK Parliament in July 2013. The first same-sex marriages took place on the 29th of March 2014.